Got a good text message here. Eddie Jones, great coach. Looking forward to hear his comments. That comes in on text. Well, we better find out from the man himself. I'm glad he's got up nice and early for us. Slats over there in Japan. Eddie Jones joins us, former Wallaby coach. G'day, Eddie.
Hello, boys.
Good, mate. Jeez, you're looking on from afar, mate. What's happened to the mighty Wallabies?
Yeah, it's not great, is it?
No.
Not great at all. Certainly in terms of performance and then just in terms of organisation, seem to have lost our way a little bit.
Eddie, I know it's probably difficult from afar, mate. Do you think Ewan jumped too quickly?
Look, knowing Ewan pretty well, I think he knew the writing was on the wall, mate. I think
sure. That
was just too much indecision and too much infighting within the team. You know, if players have got out publicly supporting one player that's been, you know, banned by the team and by the union, you've got a bit of a problem.
Yeah. It must be a dreadful feeling, Eddie, when you do lose that change room, when you lose the players. You know it as a coach, don't you?
Yeah, no, definitely, mate, definitely. And I think he knew that, and I think, you know, he's probably done the sensible thing. You know, you can say a lot of things about Ewan, but he's a terrific bloke, and I think he's done the right thing by himself in Australian rugby.
Eddie, would you ever think in the professional era, we've got a Wallaby team leaving on a plane for a spring European tour on Friday, 48 hours, less than 48 hours to go, and we haven't got a coach?
Well, it's very un-Australian, isn't it? You know, I think the thing that Australian rugby's always had going for it, you know, New Zealand have always got an athletic advantage over us. You know, they've got three of the best academies in the world, haven't they? Fiji, Tonga and Samoa.
Yes.
So they're never short of athletic ability.
No.
You know, Australia's always been a smart country, and I think at this stage that's where we've fallen behind in terms of organisation, planning and just looking ahead.
And, you know, financially they're strapped as well, Eddie, so it's not an easy situation from that perspective. But it just seems that the administration are not strong in making decisions quickly.
Definitely, mate. I think that's definitely the case. And I don't think there's any foresight looking. You know, there's nothing looking ahead for Australian rugby. You know, one of the good things about O'Neill back in the 2000s was that he had a vision for the sport, about it being the number one winner sport in Australia, and everything was geared towards that. And obviously having the World Cup here in 2003 helped. But at the moment, you know, we just seem to be falling so far behind rugby league and Aussie rules. It's incredible. And even soccer.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no doubt it's the fourth football code in this country, Eddie.
Yeah, which is quite incredible, yeah. Isn't it? In 10 years, we've gone from, you know, nearly being number one to being number four. So that says something, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. We're chatting with Eddie Jones, who's up nice and early in Japan for us. Eddie, we were chatting earlier regarding Michael Checker. He's yet to get a deal done with the Wallabies because he's got all of Ewan's staff there, you know, assistant coaches and all the hierarchy are all there. As a coach, how crucial is it for you to get your own people as you go as head coach?
Oh, you have to. Look, you know, He's going to have one of the hardest jobs in the world. Coaching Australia is, you know, probably one of the best jobs in the world, but it's hard. You've got a small playing population. You know, you're generally playing most of your tests against test countries that are ranked higher than you. So you've got to have everything going for you. And one of the important things for a coach is to have the staff that understand how you want to play, think how you want to treat the players, and make sure you've got that consistency and cohesiveness in the way that you coach. So you can't do it any other way.
Eddie, it's certainly not ideal. We know it's not ideal, but Michael Checker taking it on over the course of 4 days or 5 days, would you, if you placed yourself in that situation, would you sort of say, no, the timing's not right, or would you take it on?
Well, I think, mate, you know, you always want to coach Australia. I think Checker said that. I think, you know, he wants to make it happen, but it's got to happen in the right circumstances. So I think, you know, if you just look at the history of what's happened in Australian rugby over the last period of time, it's gone from the sublime to the ridiculous. So you had Robbie Deans in there. He wasn't allowed to appoint his own staff.
That's wrong.
You know, he's come out in the paper. And then you've got Ewan, who's allowed to appoint his staff without any counterbalances, without any checks on the staff.
Yes.
You know, so there just needs to be some sensible organisation here. get Checker to appoint his own staff, but make sure that it's vetted properly and it's the right balance, it's the right sort of people. You know, like in any job, you can't just have carte blanche. You know, there's got to be some checks and balances in place, and I think that's the thing that's got to come forward now.
Kirtley Beale, would you keep him?
Well, mate, Kirtley's a brilliant player, you know, and he's been silly. I don't think anyone condones what he's done, but he's been, you know, extremely silly. But to end his rugby career over something silly.
Yes.
You know, are the All Blacks going to never play Aaron Cruden again because he was silly?
No, they just
How silly he was, we don't know. But he was obviously out on the drink, wasn't in the hotel the next morning, missed the plane for a tour. Now, that's pretty silly. Sending a text like Kirtley did is pretty silly. But you don't want to finish a guy's career. You know, so you want to make sure that, you know, he's punished, he understands why he's punished, and then get on with it.
Mm.
Like, the big difference I see is the way the All Blacks treated Cruden as compared to the way Australia treated Kirtley. Cruden's thing was done in 2 days.
Yeah.
Punished, players came out, senior players came out and say they were disappointed in him, supported the coach but said they were disappointed. So, you know, he's not hung out to dry.
Yes.
Was Kirtley's thing still going on, mate?
Yeah.
Well, quite incredible.
Spot on. Spot
well,
on.
Worse than that, the tribunal sits on Friday, the same day they're supposed to fly out. They could have sat any day.
It's a joke. It's an absolute joke, isn't it? Like, you think it'd be done on Monday.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be done on Monday?
No.
We don't know yet. I don't think they could get together. We just make sure they get together. We've got phone hookups. We've got video hookups. We've got Skype. We've got... There's no reason it can't be done.
Well, you can do Texas Kirtley show.
Maybe he went to the warning school of texting.
Yeah.
That's exactly
mate,
right.
We're relying on you, Randwick boys, mate. You, Ewan, Michael Checker. He's the right man for the job, isn't he?
I think you'll do a terrific job, mate. And they need someone like him now. Yeah, a good, nonsensical sort of bloke. He'll just get in there, make sure they play the right sort of rugby, pick the right sort of players. And if they don't want to work hard and don't want to play the sort of rugby, he'll get rid of them and pick someone else. And there's enough good players in Australia. And I think the last test performance showed that. There's a lot of potential in Australian rugby, but someone's got to bring it out, and Check's the right bloke to do it.
Good on you, Eddie. The 8:30 news has beaten us, but we thank you for your time. We understand it's early over there, and stay well in Japan, mate.
All right. Good on you.
Good Thanks, on you. Guys. Eddie Jones, he's always fantastic. He's a very honest campaigner, and it was...
Made sense.
I agreed with everything he said.
Yeah, he made a lot of sense. We'll take your feedback.
They've got the black eye.
Yeah.
They need to sort it out and get on with it. It's 8:30.